This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. You are listening to The Morning Run. It's 7:06 in the morning, Wednesday, the 1st of December. I'm Shazana Mokhtar, together with Wong Xiaoning. But as always, we first take a look at how global markets ended trading yesterday.
Nespresso, bringing you the perfect blend of global market analysis and insights.
Well, looks like markets were a bit spooked by Omicron and maybe the fact that transitory should not be used anymore. So the Dow and S&P 500 were both down 1.9%. Nasdaq was down 1.6%. Meanwhile, in Asia, Nikkei and Hang Seng were both down 1.6%. Shanghai was relatively flat. Singapore Straits Times down by a whopping 2.5%, while the FBM KLCR was actually up by 0.2%.
All right, and for insights into what's moving markets, we have on the line today Jeffrey Halley, Senior Market Analyst with Owanda. Good morning, Jeff. Always good to have you. So it looks like we can finally say goodbye to the word transitory when it comes to inflation. How will markets react to the faster removal of monetary stimulus after the Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's comments overnight?
Good morning. And I think it actually caught the markets off guard slightly there, and it certainly caught me off guard. What we're seeing is some upward pressure in short-term interest rates in the US markets at the expense of the long-dated end of the yield curve. So long-dated yields have fallen and short-dated yields have risen as markets price in a faster taper and a sooner than later Federal Reserve rate hikes. Technically, that should have been supportive for the dollar, but I can see that the dollar's fallen quite strongly overnight. And I can only put that down to a couple of things. Month-end flows in forex markets around the world and the fall of long-dated yields overnight and also some movement into safe havens. But I think what we're going to have to get used to going forward is the prospect of higher US rates, and that probably will weigh on Asian currencies into 2022.
And what about Asian markets though? Because equity futures for Japan, Australia and Hong Kong are pointing lower. Is this the start of a taper tantrum, honestly?
I don't think it's really a taper tantrum. I think this is more an Omicron. It's a bit of a mouthful for me at this time of the morning. An Omicron type tantrum. So we saw equities abruptly reverse course after the Moderna CEO's comments overnight, and that's flowed right through to Northern Hemisphere markets. I expect Asia to also open up lower again today. I think what will be a constant through December will be volatility. And we saw already this week Omicron arrives, markets get sold. Someone in South Africa says that the symptoms are mild, markets rally. And then someone else comes out yesterday and says, hang on a minute, the vaccines might not work, markets slump. So we're going to get this very aggressive range trading, I think, through December. So I don't necessarily think it's the start of a stock slump yet, but I think what we are going to have to get used to is a lot of volatility and tail chasing in equity markets over December.
And do you see any regional stock exchanges in Asia which could be more vulnerable to an investor sell-off? Even though you say that it's not really a stock slump, but could some stock exchanges be perhaps more impacted?
I think Singapore, of all places, and the main reason for that is because Singapore is going through this process of reopening its international borders. It's a city-state, and it's, of course, much more dependent than most larger companies on movement of people in and out of the country and trade. Now, if this Omicron turns out to be rather more serious than expected, we could see those restrictions reimposed and Singapore locking down again. And that would leave that stock market, I think, more vulnerable than most in the region to a sell-off.
Where would you hide your money, though, in the Asian equities? Which index looks a little bit more defensive by nature?
Well, I think it's more the sectors themselves. And so you really are looking to move your money into sectors that whose products people have to buy no matter what is going on in the world. And that's supermarkets, because everyone has to eat. And it's utilities. Everybody needs to have electricity and water and such like. So I think it's the really boring sectors, so to speak, that act almost like bonds most of the time. So that's sort of consumer staples and utilities.
And given the risk-off scenario, what kind of buying interest into the US dollar and gold are you seeing at the moment?
This one was quite unusual, actually, overnight. I'll start with gold. And frankly, the price action on gold has been concerning me for a couple of weeks now, and it's got even uglier this week. So this should be the sort of market that's ripe for a good gold rally, because it's a safe haven and it's an inflation hedge, if you believe all the literature. But instead, the US dollar has fallen, and US yield curve's flattened, but gold continues falling. And I think the price action on gold looks quite negative at the moment. US dollars, to be honest, quite confusing as I look at it this morning, because it fell overnight, including against emerging markets. And I think part of that, again, is that movement in the bond yields that I told you about overnight and month-end flows. But I'm struggling to see a case here now where you would be very negative on the US dollar, particularly against developing markets, and particularly if the Federal Reserve is looking to taper sooner and potentially bring forward rate hikes, and where they started finally saying that they're concerned about inflation as well. So I think this dollar weakness that we've seen overnight is going to be a temporary aberration.
Exactly that point, Jeffrey. I mean, we know after Jerome Powell's comments that inflation is here to stay. And like you say, gold is typically the hedge against inflation. And if that scenario doesn't pan out, I mean, what are the other asset classes that we can consider?
Yeah, cryptos have done quite well this week, although I consider that to be a tradable and not an investable asset class. And I think the jury's well and truly out as to whether that's an inflation hedge. But in these sorts of scenarios, what we describe as haven currencies tend to do quite well. And what we've seen is an outperformance by the Japanese yen and the Swiss franc, for example. They've done very well. I would take the rally of emerging market currencies versus the dollar with a huge grain of salt overnight. They should technically be the places where investors don't want to be at the moment. So for my mind, the safety plays are your yens and your Swiss francs.
And maybe we can get your thoughts on oil, Jeff, because oil has been going up and down with in response to Omicron news. Indonesia and Malaysia are the only two oil exporters in ASEAN. How are the swings in oil prices currently affecting them?
Well, strangely enough, it's had very little impact. I mean, we saw the Malaysian ringgit rally quite strongly overnight, for example, but oil fell by 4.5%. So there's not been a very strong correlation between oil prices and the rupiah or the ringgit of late. I think if oil prices stay at these levels, and I'm really a bit dubious about that, I think they'll head back up. But if they did stay at these levels, that would be another headwind for those two currencies into 2022. Because what we have to remember is that Asia's monetary policy is not aligned with the US monetary policy. Asia is not looking to raise interest rates. If anything, it's the opposite. And if the US starts raising rates next year, that should make the dollar stronger against Asian currency. So for me right now, I'm not seeing a lot of correlation, though, with oil and the ringgit and the rupiah.
All right, Jeff. Thanks, as always, for the chat. That was Jeffrey Halley, Senior Market Analyst at Owanda, giving us his take on what's moving markets at the moment, from Omicron to other factors as well.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, I think what has shook markets is two things. Omicron, which started over the weekend, spooked markets when US markets reopened after Thanksgiving. And I think all of us, you know, whether you're an investor in Malaysia or you're an investor in US, you're trying to digest the news, right? Trying to digest whether this is a variant that you should really be concerned about. And the warning bells come because we are into the 22nd, 23rd month of COVID-19, 22nd month. And when you think about it, governments and central banks have pretty much used up all their ammunition to keep the economy going already. Now, if truly this variant is something to be very concerned about, what bullets are there left in the gun? And there aren't that many bullets left. So that, I think, worries economists and, you know, macro strategists. Now, added to this, of course, is the admission that inflation is truly not transitory. I mean, when you pump the economy with so much money, definitely will flow through in the increase in prices. And we are seeing that now. I think politicians, if anything, are the most concerned, because people vote when they're unhappy.
That is true.
And when their bread and butter issues are affected, right? So in America, you can imagine when you are paying fuel prices, which have suddenly gone up by 30-40% in 1 year, you will vote accordingly. Here in Malaysia, we're still somewhat insulated because Raw 95 is subsidized, but we are seeing price increases across the board.
That's right.
For a lot of our vegetables, our meat, what we buy in the supermarket, we feel it. So price inflation is creeping through. So I think how are central banks and government going to manage this is going to be the big question.
It's a puzzle indeed. All right, 7:18 in the morning, we're taking a quick break. And then after that, we're taking a look at the headlines in the newspapers and portals. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Nespresso starts your morning right together with the Morning Run, bringing you the perfect blend of global market insights with expert guests.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.